You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's do work now. So it's time for What's the Tea. We've got an email we got from a listener. You know how it rolls. I'll read the email. The listener shares a story, something they've experienced. And then I am going to ask you if you've experienced something similar. And I'd like you to give me a call or send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. So here's the email we got. Good morning, Clement. A very close friend of mine asked if I could lend her my weave as she was going to an event a few weeks ago, and I did give it to her. I bought the weave for 3,200 rand last year. Wait, is that how much weaves cost? Okay, we'll get back to that.
That's the cheaper side.
Are you kidding me?
16,000, 20,000. But
what? Okay, Clement, I bought the weave for 3,200 rand last year on my birthday, and this was the first most expensive weave that I've ever bought in my life. We agreed that she will return it as soon as she comes back from the event. A week later, she's not saying anything about my weave. I had to go back to her place to find out that the weave is actually damaged. Now, I don't know if I should ask her to fix it or if I must just take it and fix it myself. There's tension now between us, and I don't know if other 702 listeners have been in a situation like this. I really don't know how to address it. Wow, okay, so 3,200 rand worth of a weave, borrowed to a friend. It's now damaged, and this friend says things are awkward, and I don't know if I should fix it myself or if I should ask my friend to fix it. How do you deal with things, Radebogile, where you've borrowed your friend something or even a family member, whether it's a car and it gets damaged or it's a weave, whatever it is, and then it gets damaged? Do you expect them to pay for it or do you at least go half-half?
So firstly, let me say, for the mere fact that the friend kept quiet is gross.
That's a problem.
That's the first thing, because it would have been so much easier if you're like, yo, my friend, this and this happened. What can we do? You know, let me know how I can fix this. Because then they are at least taking accountability. But to keep quiet, that is sheer disrespect. That's number one. I would say she must say, yo, my wig that you borrowed is damaged. Are you going to replace it? This is how much we're looking at. That will already determine what the relationship status is going to be going forward. She must confront her.
Sure. You know,
like,
what kind of...
There's no other way. Like, how? Who sends it? Like, so, what must happen?
So I struggle with confrontations, right? That's... I hate confrontations. So if... I like taking the peace route. In other words, and I've had instances where I've borrowed people something and then it's damaged and I just decide to pay for it and move on because I just hate the awkwardness of sitting you down and having a conversation. And so...
Can I tell you something? The person who should feel awkward is the guilty party. So if you don't like confrontation because you don't like those uncomfortable feelings, you need to address your boundary.
And stop lending things.
Yes, that's the other one. I think also maybe when you lend something, already say, if something happens, what's the plan?
What's the agreement?
So it must come with condition. Yes. If something happens, what's the agreement? In the same way that in our industry, wardrobe can be borrowed from shops and returned for photo shoots. There already are conditions. If it's damaged or dirty, take it to the dry cleaners. And if it you can't fix it, you have to pay the full amount. So have those conditions.
Okay. Rilabogile Mabotja, thank you for your input. Let me hear what some of the listeners think. 011-883-0702. If you want to send a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702. This listener says, I bought a weave, 3,200 rand, borrowed it to lent it to a friend, and I've realized now that the weave is damaged, and the friend has kept quiet about it. And that is a problem, as Rilabogile says. Why did the friend not indicate? And this friend now says, I don't know what to do. Should I ask her to fix it, replace it, or should I just go fix it myself? How would you deal with a situation like that? And are you like Rilabogile, where you like, before I lend you something, let's talk about the terms of what happens if this thing comes back damaged? Huh? What happens, right, if this thing is stolen? Do you replace it or not? And this takes us back to the conversation we had. Remember when we spoke about cars and how I don't even mind just borrowing cars, like lending my car to anyone. What happens if it gets damaged? What if the engine is messed up? And it's going to cost 40,000 rand. Who takes responsibility over that? I'm going to take your calls and WhatsApp voice notes after this.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement
on 702.
Okay, so let's go to your messages, your WhatsApp voice notes as well. As well as the calls on 011-883-0702. There's a message from Tatleho who says, "Hello, Clement. I personally don't like borrowing friends' things. My dad once said, a car is like a wife. You can't be borrowing her around. So it's a no from me to be borrowing anything." Wow. A car is like a wife. How about a car is like a partner? Would you borrow your husband around? Would you lend your husband around? I'm not sure, but I get that. Thank you for sending that message, Tatlewa. I also have your voice notes that are coming through on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Clement. Personally, for me, I mean, the angudonzo machine, so I will come to your house and ask you, Wuti, why did you keep this from me for such a long time? So who's the fool, Gatli? Who's the fool? Am I the fool? Are you trying to make me a fool? Because it would have been better if you told me, hey, your weave is kind of like messed up, so I will try by all means to fix it, or can you please help me fix it? And I am sorry for the inconvenience. Finish, you know, we move on. But the fact that you hid it from me is a problem. And yes, I would also agree with Rede Bukhile. Let's have some terms and conditions before I borrow you my product.
Yeah, maybe that's the way to go, right? Yeah, maybe that's the way to go. Karabo Kuleng on Twitter says, who lends someone their weave? I mean, is that weird to lend someone your weave? Even SBC on Twitter says, Clement, I'm not a woman, but if I was, I believe that weaves are not things to lend to someone. Like, I don't know. But why is that disgusting? Like, what happens? Can't these weaves, isn't it something you just put on your hair and then you remove it? Or are you thinking about the sweat? Maybe that then you're sweating. And then can't you like wash it as well? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what is so weird about lending someone your weave.
Hi, Clement. Regarding your what's the tea, not personally, I'm very pedantic about my stuff. So don't ask to borrow anything of mine, because if something happens and it doesn't come back the way I gave it to you, we're going to have problems. Also, like you, I'm not a confrontational person, so I don't want to have to go through that. So don't borrow my stuff, and I won't borrow your stuff either. That's how it works for me.
Okay. I actually remember an incident recently where a friend, I was in Cape Town with this friend, and she left a car in Joburg. So there was a friend who came over to Joburg, and the friend was using this car, and then it was damaged. I think there were like two potholes, so two tires got messed up, and then apparently something in the front also was damaged, so it cost like 40 something thousand rand to fix. And I remember thinking to this friend of mine, are you going to make this person pay? And yes, that person ended up paying, and that's fair, I guess, right? Because you were using the car, take some responsibility. But I can tell you what Clement would have done. Yeah, it's probably just let it go. Or maybe halfway at the, because I was feeling bad for the other person, you know, because I mean, is it their fault? Like, they didn't intentionally want to mess up your tires and mess up your car, right? So while yes, it's a little fair, but I just felt, okay, what would you have done, Clement? And I'm not sure I know for sure what I would have done, but I suspect probably say, listen, let's go half-half, because it's not like you intended to do this, if you get what I mean. Farai, you're in Randburg. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Farai.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Not too bad, thanks. First time speaking to you. I've been a listener since you started. Glad to speak to you.
Oh, great to speak to you, Farai. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no, Clement, I was thinking, for me, it's quite straightforward, and I wouldn't feel guilty about it, because I would expect my friend to do exactly what I myself would do if I was the one on the other side, the one who had borrowed, you know? And I wouldn't keep quiet about it, I mean, because that's just bad, you know? So I would, even if I'm in no position to fix it, I mean, say, for instance, I don't have any money to fix it, at least apologize, come, be upfront about it, apologize, and yeah, maybe just try and do whatever I can do to remedy the situation.
Yeah, you're a good friend, Farai.
Even if it means to promise to make up for it at a later stage.
Yeah, you know? At least show some commitment, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, got you, Farai and Randbeck. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Clement. I think. With regard to your what's the tea and the weave, I think there's a an expectation between borrow, lend, and give me. If somebody says give me, then the other party cannot have the expectation that they will it will be returned. But if you say borrow or lend, that means you have taken it on with the responsibility that you will return it in the condition in which you received it. And I believe that's how I operate, and I believe that is what I'll do if I was in her situation. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for the voice note. So I've got some ladies responding. I remember I asked what's weird about lending weaves, right? So Taps on Twitter says, Clement, the first thing, our heads are not the same. Some big, some small. So to lend someone my head, really, I wouldn't. So yeah, now I get it. Imagine, like, you've got this weave that you have borrowed from your friend, but the friend has a bigger head than you do, and then now you're wearing this weave and you look like something else. It's all over your face now. Now that would look weird. Okay, I get it on that front. Emily, you're in Centurion. Hi.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Okay, so for my personal experience, like, I would never. I can't even borrow my own sister. Like, I just cannot. And, I mean, in terms of sweating and dandruff, so like, oh, I just cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, for hygiene reasons.
What's like that? So can't you wash it, Emily?
No, I can't. I mean, luckily my friend is, like, a tomboy. Like, she doesn't wear wigs.
Yeah.
Like, she just does, she sculpts, and then she cuts. So she doesn't wear any wigs, so I'm safe.
You're safe. Okay, thanks for calling, Emily. Maria, you in Minland in Pretoria East. Hi.
Hi, Clement. I was just saying, I agree with Lebogile that if it's a genuine friend, they will tell you that, listen, you know, your weave or whatever has damaged, then you can decide whether can I pay or whatever. But also, on another thing, I'm saying, I mean, a weave for me is like clothes and what have you. You don't borrow each other those kind of things. So the previous lady has just said, it's about gentlemen, dandruff and whatever. I don't know. For me, it's a no-no. I cannot borrow someone my clothes.
Yeah.
And even my children, I don't allow that.
Yeah.
And also coming to a car, like you normally say, you borrow somebody a car. I will never.
Really?
I will never borrow somebody my car, because I always think, what if something, maybe this person get drunk and then an accident and then I'm still paying you. I always think that. So, but you are a very generous.
Hey, maybe I'm too trusting. Hey, maybe. So how do you do? So Maria, how do you deal with it at the airport? So when I'm traveling, I leave my car. Well, if I don't leave it at home, I'll leave it at the airport, right? And so you trusting, like, the company. I don't park at the airport per se, but there, you know, those companies that come get your car at the airport, like it could be executive parking or whatever, they go park it at their premises. So you are trusting them that they will take good care of your car, and you come back a week later, your car is still intact. So you wouldn't even leave your car with them, I'm assuming.
No, I'm not for the
shenanigans. Yo, wow, okay, Maria. Oh, interesting. I came back from Cape Town on Sunday, and I always park at the airport. They come get my car, they go park it wherever. It's companies that are trusted. They keep the cars safe. I have wondered sometimes whether do they maybe take a car like on a day and go to a Shisanyama or whatever the case? I do wonder about it, but when I get my car, I get in a good condition. They've washed it. Everything looks pasha. So I'm going to keep trusting them.